we're joined in the media center by Funny Car leading qualifier Courtney Force, whose track elapsed time record run of 3.842 seconds at 331.53 miles per hour held up from a wild first qualifying session. It's been a little bit of a rough day. Kind of tell us what's been going on out there.
It's definitely been interesting. Obviously, our first qualifying pass, making a great run at 384, I believe. I didn't really look at the time slip, but had a huge explosion. That was a first for me. I didn't expect to be driving a Chevy convertible by the end of the day, but I was at 330 miles an hour. I'm just glad. I got out okay, and we made a killer run. We got the top spot. We had a fuel line burst, which is what created the problem, but part of racing, it's always the little things, and that was it that did us in. But luckily, we held on to that top spot, came into the second qualifying session. My guys were absolutely thrashing to get a new Advanced Auto Parts Chevy Camaro ready to go for the second qualifying session, and they were able to get it done. Pulled up there, did the burnout, was feeling pretty good, and then we had our front right brake locked up, and sent me over to the wall. So I was trying to get it steered to the left, but nothing was responding at that point, and trying to get it just stopped. And my dad thought it was hilarious because right before the run, he told me in the last 40 years he hasn't had any two. Catastrophe, wall hits, anything happen in a row. So not to worry and to just go into the run confident. And I was going into I was going in feeling confident. We were planning on making a half track pass just because it is a spare car, so we'll probably have to end up doing that tomorrow. But just to make sure everything's going good, and that's exactly why we do it. I'm glad that happened in the burnout and not at the end of the racetrack, because that could have been bad. So. We're going to figure out the problem, get it fixed up, and ready to go into qualifying tomorrow. I'm excited for a new day.
Definitely. Terrell, do you have any?
You obviously won the first one up here, and now you're at the top. And despite the rough start to the day, do you have some confidence going into tomorrow, Sunday, that we can right the ship here?
Yeah, obviously we've made a good run. We were hoping to be able to do something tonight to feel a little bit better going into qualifying tomorrow, but obviously we still do have all day tomorrow, get this thing fixed up. Feels great coming back to a track here at New England Dragway, a place that I was able to pick up the win at a few years back, I think 2013. It's one of those tracks that you hope to return to and do well again.